Episode four.
Oh, what do I want to be like? Woo, 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 woo. You know, like how the guys.
Woo, woo, woo.
I don't know how the guys were like, they're in like a gang. Like, woo, 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 woo. You know?
Yeah. I love it.
Because I said four. Woo, woo, so then I kind of feel like I led into that. But, anyways, okay. Basically, that's the energy. Woo, 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 woo.
I can't. It doesn't come out to me.
I feel like it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
What do we do? Like meows?
Girl. Rawr.
No, not the rawrs. Okay. So, anyways, episode four.
Yes.
If you guys tuned into last episode, which I hope so, it was me sharing my testimony, and I've got a lot of positive feedback and just confirming the whole process of Emily and me being here and doing this podcast. So it was very nice. Those that reached out and said things and how my testimony impacted you all, just know that's the whole reason for it, that we're here to grow together, for you to learn. That's the whole point, for us to kind of be together in this and grow and do life together. And, you know, we make mistakes, but we get back up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was very good. You know, it was very heartwarming, and I'm very happy that, and there's more. There's more to the testimony, but that was just a light bit, and we're going to continue to testify and continue to grow. And once this podcast, you know, reaches many people, that's another testimony on its own. So we're just very grateful to even be here and be able to even share that. So today is going to lead into Emily's turn to sharing her testimony, and we're going to just take a minute on that. And just kind of say a quick prayer for Emily's.
Yes, please, girl. I need a prayer. Yeah, I need the prayer.
So let's just, Holy Spirit, fill this place. Speak through me. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Lord, we pray over Emily right now in this moment for her testimony that she's about to share, Lord, that you have called and put in her heart for her to share for you today in this moment to share with others. Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful that my testimony has reached people. And we just pray that hers does the same, that impacts people and relates to people, that we may be able to plant a seed. And Holy Spirit, you allow it to grow and you take over and you let it grow, Lord. So we pray that whatever you want Emily to share, Father, to impact others that we are not aware of, you let that happen. Speak through her. Give her words, give her wisdom, give her grace to share and to be able to do it through this podcast. Let's keep it light and simple in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, guys, it's time. I had no idea what I was supposed to say, in a way. Last episode, we initially had planned on covering both testimonies, but as my sister was sharing, it felt just natural for her to just take the whole stage, at least on the last episode, because I truly didn't know where to start. But I'll just go off with this. I did grow up in a household that believed in God, and so the existence of God was always there, but in terms of building a relationship, that wasn't until I would say maybe late high school, like right when I was about to graduate going into college. So religion was an aspect. It was just, okay, we're going to church on Sunday with the family. That was a must. It was kind of a non-negotiable. But beyond that, there was no level of intimacy, per se. So it wasn't until, like about senior year that I really decided to just pursue the Lord and really try to ask questions rather than just go through the motions, because we can do that often where we go into a routine and it's kind of just, I go to church on Sunday and that's it. But no, it was just this desire I had that you hit a plateau and you try different things and nothing hits until you're just searching for what it is that you're supposed to fill with that God-shaped hole, which was God. And really Jesus, like understanding who Jesus was. And so I dove deep into that. Once I went to college, I went to college in Miami, and I feel like most of the people would say, man, I bet you went crazy. Like I bet you went out. And of course I had my moments of going out, but I would say I felt that I was able to get closer to the Lord around that time of just deep diving into certain groups that were on campus our Christian groups, and I just need a community. Like, you go from living in the Central Florida area to then going to a place that no other, I didn't know, at least for me, any other high schooler that was going to attend the University of Miami. For me, it was a good thing, but once I got there, I felt like it was very isolating, not knowing anyone, and mainly also not knowing anyone that loved Jesus. And so I needed that. I started watching basically lives from the church I was really plugged into right before I left for college, but then I just felt that I needed more. So eventually got plugged in for a church. Then it just led to me graduating and then figuring out where I stand in society and what I'm supposed to do. And I just felt that throughout it all, I'm like, oh yeah, of course. I've never really denied the existence of Jesus or of God. And I almost felt the identity I had in school academically as the person that does no wrong or has excelled, you know, I was a straight A student, top of my class. It's almost like I equated that identity to how I saw myself in the relationship with God. I almost saw myself as like righteous than thou. Is that the phrase? More righteous than other people, like thinking that like
you're better than them
in a way,
like you're kind of looking down on them.
I guess in a way, like in the sense of, and not that I meant to, but just like feeling like, like this person needs to, you know, get closer to God in this sense. But it's like I had so many blind spots that I wasn't aware of,
yeah,
for the longest. Mm-hmm. And so, anyways, so I feel like I have to share this next part. It's been like this part, I feel like, is in a way difficult for me to share, but I know there's freedom on the other side of sharing it. And like my sister said in her prayer, I really pray to God that whatever I share hits someone, yeah, just wherever they're at.
I'm glad that you're saying this. So we just, you know, I just do want to add that, you know, I pray and the Holy Spirit will give you courage to share this next part. Which, you know, if you're being obedient, I'm sure if you feel in your heart to share, I'm sure it's because it's going to touch someone. So yeah, go ahead.
So I guess I lived on this like happy, like it was almost as if it was so easy for me to preach the gospel or like preach about God and be like, God is so good, whatever. Because I almost felt like I had it all together, right? Until I didn't. And I want to say that whole journey of figuring out like, ooh, girl, you got blind spots, like just being convicted and being like truly seeing God for who he is, not for who I made him to be or based off what people were telling me who he was. It started when I want to say it was like after graduation. Yeah, it was after I graduated college and I started having.
Can we get a time frame? Like how many years ago?
I graduated 2021, December 2021, and it's 2024, so about 3 years ago was when I was officially just spreading my wings and done with college. So I can't even remember how I dabbled into posting more on TikTok, but I did, and I noticed that I was on the side of, like, Christian TikTok, which I was all for. I was like, awesome, like, all my content is just Christian-based content. But it got to a point that I depended on those videos more than like going into the Bible itself. And it's almost like I would get my quote unquote bread, or just I would get my nourishment, my spiritual nourishment, through videos that other people were doing. And a lot of them had a.
Can I add?
Yeah.
I feel like those that are on TikTok, always be careful. I mean, I think we spoke on it and we touched base on
last episode yeah,
of always bring every word you get back to the Bible and to Jesus. Don't ever, ever just jump into that. This is my confirmation. Sometimes it's very clear and the Lord will make it. So I told Jesus when I need confirmation of something, Lord, I'm stupid. Please, please make it obvious, yeah, as obvious as possible for me to understand this is you. Because I don't want some little thing where I can't even notice. I'm like, is that you? Like, I don't want to miss my sign. So, but you will know. That's one thing. The Holy Spirit will make you know that that's for you. Also, when it comes to things, social media, there's a whole bunch of people watching this. Mm-hmm. Like, a whole bunch of people. It's not necessarily just for you. You know what I'm saying? And also, you don't know what their intentions are behind that. You don't know who that person is. There's a lot of people that are dabble into witchcraft and they pretend to be someone they're not. There's witchcraft people that actually go to church to see what weapons they can use against others in the middle of church. And you may think that's just another fellow church person there. That's why you don't also trust everyone that's in the church. Just because they're there doesn't mean they're the holiest of holies. Like, so always bring back everything back to the Bible and to the Lord. And initially, whatever word you need to hear is in the Bible, not on TikTok. Not any, and some messages are good. Don't get me wrong. People preach good messages. But I'm not saying this prophetic word is for you. Whoever's watching this behind the screen. Yeah, some of them are motivational. Okay, great. But if you need an actual word, something spoken to you, always go back to the Bible. There's always something there for you and the Lord will make it known for you. He will either send someone to you to speak to you directly, prophetically, or so many things. And you still always bring it back to the Lord because, again, they're men. But just in that basis, don't ever take anything to heart. This is for me. Oh, my God. This is a sign. Because it's not. Whatever. There's signs of work on your marriage. But you're with an abuser at home and so many things going on. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to stick it out then. No, that doesn't mean that message is for you. You know, always bring it back to the Lord. Always bring it back to the Lord. Don't ever take anything to heart. Always take everything with a grain of salt. Anyways, I wanted to add that.
No, that's important. And also, Lord, like, I'm praying right now that I can deliver this message with the intent of making this understandable for both people who consider themselves Christians, who are Jesus followers, and the people who don't. And so anyways, be patient with me, or bear with me as I'm like elaborating this.
And I have pretty good memory, so to the best of my anything ability. You need me to add in, I will.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Thank you. So yeah, so basically I came across like the prophetic side of TikTok, and it was like constantly like, oh, God says that you have to work on this area because soon you'll move to a different state. And like, you come across these things and it's like, for someone like me who I really do consider myself a person with big faith, like a childlike faith, like the word says, of just like, y'all, to put in perspective, I was the girl that believed in Santa Claus until middle school, all right? Like,
period.
It was like, people were like, it's your parents. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, just confidently.
Just because my dad has the same handwriting and just because my dad, it doesn't mean it's my dad.
No,
it's
so Santa. Accurate. So yeah. Accurate. It's almost like I don't want to say that it was easy for me to fall into anything, but like, I'm the optimistic. Like, I just have full on faith. But there comes a point where you just have to be. You have to be careful about that. You can't just like believe anything, because that's where the enemy, the devil, okay, to put a name, the devil himself can. There's a verse in the Bible that says that he disguises himself as the angel of light, right? So there's things that come up as good, or wow, this person really. Go ahead.
Finish your thought.
I was gonna say, this person really looks like they're filled with Jesus, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. Dang, like, this is accurate. I guess I should apply this to my life. But it's like, where's the backbone of it? This is why we have to go back into scripture and always hold on to the word, because it's the truth. Okay, like, when you don't know the truth, it's so easy to be deceived, and one thing can lead to other. But you can go.
And I just wanted to add on biblically, if you know your Bible, if you do your research, the devil was a beautiful angel. He was the angel. He was with God up in heaven. The devil knows the Bible too, you guys. He knows it by word for word better than we know it.
Yeah.
So he will use anything against you that makes you believe that's from God. Like, he will. That's why you need to stay in the word, because he will twist the truth and you'll be like, the Bible does say this, but it does not say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, obviously, I don't know if you know the story about the devil, but he wanted to be another god, essentially another power, and God was like, heck no. So, and there was more to that, but anyways, he was kicked down, so he's a fallen angel, and so many other fallen angels that were behind him that were kicked down, that's why there are demons now hanging around him, but, but that aside, is just to the point of, the devil knows the Bible as well. He knows it. So, don't say, take everything with a grain of salt, please. Because then always bring it back to the word. Doesn't matter who talks to you. Doesn't matter if whatever it is, bring it back to the Bible.
Yeah. Go ahead. So obviously the Bible is supposed to serve as a filter, right? So any thought, anything that comes to mind, anything that someone might speak over you and you're like, whoa, like how do they know that? And like this happened to me yesterday, and like how is it that they're speaking onto that? Like, it's not to be out here in denial, or not in denial, what's the word? Being like paranoid that you have to be, I don't know, like you can't believe anything, but it's better safe than sorry, in the sense of always taking everything, like Melanie said, with a grain of salt, but bring it back to scripture, because that way you're filtering out filtering out what is not true, so
Yeah.
you could see what is true. Like,
And
to
majority of the time, I don't want to be like, oh my God, like everything is not real. Like, I don't know. I need to look into the Bible. For every little, some things, the Lord will make it obvious for you, or
For
you know it's
sure.
from God. Like, don't freak out either and be like, oh, I got this and somebody told me this. There's things that you can tell is so wholesome and you feel such a peace in your heart and such a love that you're like, okay, this is from Jesus. But other things, you'll know it. It's like a conviction. It's like a gut feeling that you're like, okay, thank you. Yeah. And then just bring it back to the Bible. Not that they're giving you creepy vibes or anything, but you can tell sometimes that it's
When
just
something's off,
something's a bit off.
you kind of have to make sure that whatever thing that you are questioning embodies the like fruits of the spirit, or embodies what who God is. So patience, love, kindness, gentleness, all these different things that represent who God is, is there fruit of that there? Like, could you see physical attributes in that action, in that person, in the words that were spoken over you, etc., etc. So, where was I before? Okay, TikTok, prophetic
You were just listening to
side.
prophetic stuff.
Yeah, and so, anyways, someone like me, very optimistic and just literally receiving everything. Like, every day I would wake up and that was the first thing I would do, like go on TikTok, be encouraged, but then I would put the word aside. So, I'm trying to keep this brief, but also I want to mention all details that are necessary. I just remember plugging into a specific church, and I had met this one friend of mine at the time, and I had just expressed to her what I believed. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was, but it entailed things that I thought were prophetic. Then again, when the church that I was plugged into, I didn't have any pastor that I directly went to be what's the word, discipled and submitted to.
Submitted under leadership.
Like, it was my, at the time, the way that I would attend church was going to church, receiving the sermon, so whatever the pastor was preaching, and maybe the word break bread, so like spend time with like a group of people within church, maybe like once a week or something, or whatever, like youth group. I would try to get plugged in that way, but I missed on having any sort of wise counsel where I could meet with someone that is wise in the word of God, and I could say, hey, I feel like God's telling me this and this and that, and have another, I guess, second thought, or just not second thought, have another person to give their feedback on whatever I was going through in that season. So I was basically meeting up with people that were around the same place as I was, or maybe more immature in their faith. And so that didn't help me, because that's a space where it's very easy
The blind leading the
for,
blind.
yeah, for
Like,
you to just
where
like
you gonna
agree on
go?
each other's thoughts. Oh my God, yeah, I guess that makes sense. And like, again, oh my gosh, the importance of just gripping onto the Bible. Like, this is why now, guys, I just ordered a new Bible today. I was waiting to get paid to order a new Bible, because when I tell you that I'm hungry for it, because it's like oxygen to us. Once you understand who Jesus is, I mean, understanding Jesus, that's never ending. You always get new revelations of him every single day. But doing this walk of life, you can't just go on a whim. You really, truly need the Bible, because that is just a love letter from God to tell you, hey, it might not apply directly to this century, but everything that's in it is the same issues from then that we have now. there's so much wisdom, and you have to grapple onto it so you understand that I am the way, and I'm going to show you what your next step is, but you need to know who I am. Like, how am I supposed to know where God is leading me if I don't even recognize his voice, because I'm not spending time in scripture? It's a whole thing. But anyway, so it just led one message, a few messages, prophetic videos on TikTok being like, oh, God is calling you to move, that I started having, honestly, the best I can describe it is like impulsive, maybe intrusive thoughts of like, oh, just having scenarios of, dang, like, at the time I missed Miami and I missed my friends that were over there. And I was kind of like, oh, dang, I feel like I'm going to move to Miami. But it's like, okay, you need confirmation for that. Like, you can't just like go on a whim. Okay, so after watching several of these TikToks, and a lot of them have encouragement, so it's not necessarily prophetic, but I felt the need to start doing them myself. I felt like after I had attended like a specific conference in Miami at the time, one summer, I felt like God had called me to be a pastor. And when I say this, obviously this is not something that's light, like this is not something that you just choose just cause, like, to be a pastor. But for whatever reason, I just felt very compelled that I needed to lean more into God. And so I did. And as I was doing that, I found myself wanting to make more of these encouragement type of videos. And then I started believing that, you know, God was speaking to me and that there were certain messages that I felt like I needed to release for people to receive, to apply to their life. I don't know. But I would take time with it. I would pray on it before I even would release it. And the same thing with watching certain videos that I thought could apply to my life in that season. I would still take my time to sit down and in the Bible and make sure that, okay, God, this is you speaking, or is it me, or is it the enemy? It's a whole thing. But basically, there's a switch where I started neglecting the waiting for the Lord to confirm things. And I started making actions like impulsively and like in a way that, go ahead.
So there was a time when I remember her, like, she would receive something and she would sit on it, I'm talking for days, and reflect and read the Bible to make sure it was adding up, and things would come to pass because she was taking time to really realize it was from God or this is not from God. And she would, you know, us as you in general as a Christian, you recognize who the Holy Spirit is and you do try to connect, and you know, that's the Holy Spirit gives you conviction, stays with you and everything. So she took on a time period of, oh, let me see what the Holy Spirit has to say. So it came from like going to the Bible and be like, Holy Spirit, yeah, guiding her to get the correct answers, and everything was fine. And then it came to a point where she would literally put it in every aspect of her life, like, so, like, I'm like Emily, do you want to, I'm not even exaggerating when I say this, and it's gonna sound a little funny, but I'm like, Emily, do you want to eat this? And she'll stop and think, Holy Spirit said no. And I'm like, okay. Like, and it was just food, you know, it's something that you can choose on your own to eat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was just things that you're like, okay, that's a bit off. It's a bit weird, but okay. And then she'll do something else. And it's like, okay. So then it came to a point where she was like receiving answers so fast instead of actually bringing it back to the Bible like she was. But we're all like, okay, you know, kind of letting her be at first. Anyways, continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I'm happy you mentioned that, because now I remember certain other things. But yeah, it would get to a point where I feel like, okay, I'm getting more wisdom as I'm speaking about this, because I feel like I always suffered from like making the fear of making the wrong decision. And it went from being indecisive and almost like paralyzed by the whole paralysis by analysis, where you're like trying to figure out what decision, and I'd be the first one in my church group in Miami to always, for prayer requests, always, oh, for more clarity, because I always wanted to make sure I made the right choice. So I went from that and like waiting to 0 to 100 real quick, where it's like whatever thought came to mind, whether it was a yes or a no, I would go for that. So it's like I avoided the whole aspect of having to think. Like, it was like, Okay.
And that's very, that's very dangerous.
Of course. And yeah. I'll elaborate.
We'll get to that.
How dangerous that was. And the other thing too, I would like look for God in everything. And when I say that, because God isn't everything, but it was almost as if I was trying to look for signs. I would like make a whole like scenario in my mind, like, oh my gosh, like I just saw this like Los Angeles word when we went to IHOP, and like I don't know, I just feel like God is calling me to California, and like it's like little like random stuff that I would bring up, and like the moon, and it's just literally so random. But at the time in my mind, I was like, no, it makes sense. Like you make up your own like thoughts, and it's just go ahead.
I remember that. I remember going to ICE with you, in Gaylord Palms, and we're walking somewhere. You're like, what does that look like to you? What does that look like to you? And I was like, and I said something totally off because it did not look like what you thought in your head. And you're like, no, it's this. I just feel like lately the Lord has been calling me. And it was something that did not look like at all. But in her mind, she perceived it as a sign. Anyways, yeah. Go ahead.
So what I remember happening next was going to a family vacation to North Carolina, and right after that I flew to Atlanta for a conference with that same friend that I had met earlier at the church that I was plugged into at the time. And basically we went to the conference together, and from there with her sharing her experiences, again, not having any form of wise counsel around us, it was very easy to just be like, oh, well, I guess we're both prophetic or whatever the case, and just believing that, okay, well, I'm hearing this from God. Do you hear this? And we went from going to a conference to what the original plan was to go straight home. There was no other place to be. But the second we were on the road, it was like my friend would say, oh, we're passing this sign for this one city in Georgia. I've never been, but I feel like God's calling us to go. Like, what do you hear? Right? And then I would listen to what I didn't know at the time was, again, an intrusive thought. It wasn't like, oh, well, let me sit on it and, like, pray on it. It was like whatever came to mind was that. So if I felt like I heard a yes, then it was that. And so we went from city in that same state, which was Georgia at the time, staying at this one hotel, and then going back to Orlando. Then we ended up going to California, then Miami. Guys, it got to a point where we literally spent all of our money with the belief that God had sent us. But we literally spent it in the most luxurious hotels. Again, I know from my end at the time, I can genuinely say that I truly believe that God was sending me there. But then again, there's a verse in the Bible that says, due to the lack of knowledge or lack of vision, my people perish. When you have no wisdom, and at this point, y'all, I literally didn't even bring my Bible because I said that God told me that I wasn't supposed to bring it, that I didn't need it.
I wanted to add, that goes in general in life. When you stop putting God into things or you're not going back to the word, the devil will take advantage of that.
Heck yes.
So obviously, we spoke on the last one. It's demonic. There, I believe if you doing crystals and speaking to mediums and all that, I believe if you're in touch with that, where you're like, well, something did happen, like the spiritual thing, I believe it, because there's so many bad spirits. Spirits do exist. It is a spiritual world out there. So I do believe if you stop bringing the Holy Spirit, the only spirit you need to be calling on, essentially Jesus, into your life, and you assume and you don't bring it back to the word, the devil will take advantage of that, of, oh, she's just listening to her thoughts. So he'll stop doing anything to put thoughts in your head, to do whatever for you. Be like, yep, that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. And it's not Jesus because you're not thinking about it.
Yes.
So always bring it back to the word, essentially, again.
Yeah. So during the trip, honestly, before I say this, I feel like the biggest thing that has limited me from sharing this full experience with anyone besides like my direct family, or honestly, direct family is the one that has seen kind of like the 360 of it all, has been due to, first of all, like still having a lack of understanding of like what exactly happened in that season of my life. And two, it was almost like me wanting to protect my image. Like the person that I least thought I was going to become, I became. And it was almost like I had just lived in that shame for so long. But I'll elaborate more into that. So I'll just continue with the storyline. So we were going on to different trips, literally just impulsively. Again, thinking that it was God, but truly it wasn't. And I remember so many times being like, God, like, if this isn't from you, like, let me know. Guys, this is the one of the craziest parts. Like, my dad pulled up to California when my friend and I were staying at the hotel, and I was unaware that he was going to pull up, and he pulled up with a pastor, okay? I just remember them chiming in, trying to do their best on, like, hey, it's time to go back home. What's happening? Because they don't really, I mean, again, not that no one's in my brain. Like, no one's in my mind. They can't perceive all the full thoughts. They can try and form scenarios as to what's happening. Why is she going from place to place with no sense of direction?
So, us on my end, we were doing a little powwow, I remember, in mom's room with one of your old friends on the phone, because one of your old friends was concerned, and they reached out to me, by the way, that you were acting.
Mm-hmm.
So, at first, because... See, this is the thing of always bringing it back to the word. But at first, because Emily, before any of this, when she was actually bringing things back to the word, we were all like, Emily and this family is the one that's the most like up there with Jesus. And, like, we're working on our relationships. She's the one most up there. So when she would say, like, oh, I feel like Jesus called me to do this, we would just kind of let her go and do her thing. And, like, okay, yeah, we trust her. It's fine. But then it was certain things, like, we knew something was off, completely wrong. When she was like, Jesus is telling me, like, not to, like, call you guys right now, or I can't talk right now. And it was just so off and weird. And we were like, something is really wrong. And mom trying to talk to her, and then her blocking people, blocking us. Like, that's just, I'm sorry, that's just not Jesus-like at all. Like, Jesus would not do that ever. Like, if anything, he would reach out to the people the most to, like, speak life into them and be there for them. Like, he would just... Jesus will not, if you go up to Jesus right now and you think you've done wrong, he's not going to block you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just nothing to do with that. So she's like, no, Jesus said this. And then we're all like, okay, this is really bad. And then she's taking people off and being short in messages, taking people off her location so nobody can find her. I think the Lord found a picture she took of, like, where she was at. It didn't say California in it, but I looked up the name of it. And it was California. So I was like, Dad, I think she's here. Don't say anything. Don't say nothing. Like, let's not speak on it at all. So then you can get there and hopefully she's still there. So we were all, like, discussing, like, she's saying this, she's saying that. Like, I think you even called yourself a prophet.
Yeah, at the time.
Like, you were like, I'm a prophet.
Yeah, like a prophet.
And that's, I'm sorry. Like, there's so many things that you have to look into, but there's just no way. Like, you can be like that so fast and so many things. And it was just.
And obviously not having enough confirmation from even, like, spiritual leaders, okay? Like, this is just going off in a whim of believing that.
So it was just very, very wild. I remember even one of the encounters of, like, trying to get a hold of her. Because I think after my dad showed up, that's when she kind of started loosening up and kind of coming to just a little bit to try find her way back home. Because prior to that, something that was really off to me was that I try to talk to her, because everyone knows in my family that if Emily and me are sharing deepest, darkest secrets, it's between her and me. Like, we talk to each other the most. Like, her and me are very loyal to each other. We say whatever we're going through, as bad as it is, we say it to each other. So they were like, Money, like, you try and talk to her because she might listen to you. And I was like, okay. So I remember texting her and I was like, Emily, can I call you? And she was like, yep, God already told me to listen to everything you have to say. And I was like, okay. So I call her and I started, like, speaking. She's like, yeah. I start saying, like, whatever she's doing, and I'm bringing it back to the word. Like, I'm like, Emily, it's just not adding up, because in the word, and she just hangs up on me. And I'm like, okay. So I'm texting her, like, what happened? And she was like, oh, God is letting me know that what you're about to say is like the devil's talk or something like that. And I was like, okay, you just said that God said to listen to me. So how does that change so fast? Like, I'm trying to like convince her and use her own words against her, like manipulate her essentially to be like, hey. And I write this whole thing of like, and bringing it back, like a journalist, where he says something and he brings the facts to it where you can look it up where they said this and where it's factual. Like, literally for the Bible, this happened, the Bible. You said this, the Bible. This happened, the Bible. And she ignored it. I think I don't even know what she did on her end with the message, but she ignored it completely and was like, it's fine. I forgive you. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, read the message. Forgive me for what? Like, what are you saying? And it was just so crazy. I even felt like my personal experience, even speaking to her on her phone, like a demonic entity or a spiritual entity, like manifest, because I felt fear or like uneasy, like speaking to her on the phone when she was like, hello.
That makes full sense.
When she answered.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not my sister. And I remember, I even have it on my phone till this day, a screenshot of one of the pictures she posted with her new style. Because she, you know,
I was not dressing
appropriate.
Like the person that God called me to be. There's like the best way I can say it. It was just whatever was manifesting through me, definitely like just all the behavior, all the style just was a fruit of that. Was,
yeah. And I remember taking a screenshot and like you can even see like in her face, like her eyes even looked like she was on another level. It was just so weird. Again, I wish, you know, eventually we'll be doing a video. I mean if Emily found it appropriate, I would have stitched or put the photo in it and explain my reasoning. But yeah, it was just, there was reasons why my dad flew, because he was like, enough is enough. She was just doing things and saying things, and it goes beyond that, but I mean obviously that's up to Emily to share if she wants to. Of how inappropriate and how, I mean, we're not perfect, but I'm saying in her testimony and how she went about it, how crazy it went, how crazy it got, and whatever she was listening to in her head was definitely not of God.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I just remember, I feel like I have to share this because so many people can be deceived on this aspect. I told myself that I would be the last person to say to anyone that I believe that God called you to be my husband. And that also happened, where I, after watching a bunch of these kingdom marriage, you know, videos, and your husband is this and that, and your future husband, and God is telling you to get ready, because, and there is certain aspects that I'm like, whoa, like I could justify, like as to why I would say that this person, that I believe that this person was called to be my husband. But it's just, I just remember reaching out to this person and like telling them that, and that led to like such a mess, because eventually I ended up being in the same like city as them, and all the messages, it wasn't even just this friend of mine at the time, who I honestly consider just such a close friend, that, what am I trying to say? Sorry.
It's okay. Girl, I know it's tough to share. I'm sorry. It's okay.
I didn't think I was going to cry, but here we are. I'm going to try to keep it together. But I just remember that at the time, messages that I had sent to this person and messages that I sent to literally so many of my like close friends, it was very impulsive and very intrusive. It's like literally every single action I would make, whether it was deciding what I was going to eat, deciding what I was going to wear, deciding what it, there was no point of sitting down and thinking about it, of like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this, you know? And I'm grateful for this person, because I remember during one of the conversations, he had said, but who's authorizing you guys to be, you guys as in me and my other friend at the time who was traveling with me, who's authorizing you guys to go and do this venture that you guys say God led you to do? Like, and at the time, that didn't make sense, but obviously, passing through this journey, and it's been, how many years? It's been what? I feel like over 2 years or so.
Yeah, 2 years.
Since
it
happened.
I just had my baby, so like 2 years.
Yeah. That now it makes sense. And like, you are in safety when you are surrounded by community. You are surrounded, and when I say community, by people who love Jesus, they have the wisdom of God because they're in their word. You have wise counsel, and you have pastors that can disciple you, that can say, hey, you know, this is not it. Like, can tell you, they can be spiritual parents in that way. And I didn't have that at the time. I was just calling the shots randomly. And so, anyways, this guy was basically the one that was doing the powwow with my sister, my family, and being like, something's up. And I just... I'm in no longer, like, in contact with this person for obvious reasons. And I remember feeling terrible and, like, apologizing. And I haven't even reread that apology. But I know that apology probably doesn't even make sense because I wasn't even in a good headspace coming back. But I just know that although I lacked understanding, I acknowledged that what I did was wrong. Like, I had no evidence that any fruit that was good that came from that, besides the lesson that I had to learn. And so I'm just grateful for this person that decided to consistently figure out how to basically bring me back home and bring me back to a place where I'm like with the Lord, like I'm walking in his path again, like I'm in his will. And so I know with the person that I was traveling with, I'm no longer friends with her. I also expressed my apologies. Honestly, it was such a journey of like learning, and still I felt like I was missing pieces. Like I'm like, oh, I feel like I can't even like, I don't even know how to fully apologize to this specific person because I feel like I haven't received the full picture. But with the convictions that I was feeling throughout the journey of it all, the past 2 years, I've always had the need to reach out to people that I knew I like wronged them for whatever reason. Or sometimes they didn't even see it as that. They're like, girl, it was fine. Like, I didn't think much of it or whatever. But for me, I knew what was happening. So I'm like, no, like, you don't understand. Like, I had to apologize for that. And, like, I hope you can forgive me in this. And there was freedom in that. And not, you know, being prideful and, like, thinking that, oh, well, even though I was wrong, I was right. Like, no. And so I just remember coming back from all of it and feeling finally space. Or, sorry, oh, my God, I'm stuttering. Finding peace with being surrounded by like family. And I remember my sister, she has a whole baby on, but she had slept with me for like a week or so.
It's okay. You're gonna make me cry. It's okay.
It's just like, it's so okay. Hard. I'm grateful there was no video today. not Miss okay. Kim Kardashian cry. Anyway.
That's fine.
But, like, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you, Mel, because those nights, like, coming back and trying to recover as to, like, what the heck happened. Y'all, I had so many nightmares. And, like, just so much confusion and feeling the burden of like shame and unworthiness. and acknowledging, like, dang, I have no other person to blame but myself. Like, at the beginning, I remember, like, blaming, like, the enemy, being like, oh, like, the enemy got into my head, and, like, that could be true, but, like, it hurt me even more to take full accountability and of, like, my actions. And later on, I'm like, no, like, I can say it now for sure, like, I was responsible for my actions, but I could tell you then that I was blind. I genuinely believe wholeheartedly that I was on the right track, but I wasn't. And anytime that, you know, either a credit card wouldn't go through in terms of like a transaction we were making to stay at a hotel or whatever the case was, instead of seeing it as a no, I was like, no, like, the enemy's trying to get in the way of like God's plan or whatever. And it's like, girl, how many signs do you need, like, for you to realize that this is not the way that God wants you to go? And so anyways, I just remember, guys, this is the part where I can say I have a testimony, because for so many years I was like, what is my testimony? Like, people ask me and they're like, I feel like I have nothing, because I feel like I just had been raised again knowing God. One of those nights that I was having a nightmare, I just remember it was as if I was on a carousel. It was like this never-ending carousel, as if I was being taunted. And I could tell it was a nightmare, okay? Like, it was filled with fear. And I remember seeing this lion, okay? And you know that God, or I'm saying you know, but whoever knows the word understands that, like, you know, the way that God is represented, it's like, oh, you know, he's as gentle as a lamb, but like as fierce as a lion. But there's also a reference to where the devil is a lion that likes to prowl, okay, to like seek someone to devour. And so that was the feel that I got from that dream. And I remember waking up, it might have been like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. or something. And that was my last straw. Like, I remember bawling my eyes out, getting on my knees and being like, Jesus, you are my savior. I want you to use my life as a testimony. And y'all, when I tell you that, I went back to bed and I slept like a baby, like, after I just called on to the name of Jesus. It was like, I've never experienced such thing. And then now, as I'm speaking about this, I feel like the revelation here is that I never really, I guess, truly knew the capacity of God's love until I failed miserably. Like, you can't really understand the capacity of how much God loves you when you're doing it, when you feel like you're doing everything right. That was my life before that season. I felt like I had it together. I'm like, ooh, I'm here to teach other people about scripture. I'm here to teach, you know, like, and I loved encouraging people in the word until I completely dropped the ball. But I can say thank you with full confidence now. Thank you to Jesus. Thank you to God for allowing that to happen, because I can say that I'm still standing. I'm still standing. As hard as it was, there was so much confusion and so many crazy thoughts going through my mind. Of like, it literally led to a point where I'm like, is there a God? Like, that's how bad it went. And this is what happens when you're in isolation. Throughout that whole trip, it was just me and my friend. That was it. And every time we thought like, oh, like, no, like, that's the enemy. Or like, anybody that was trying to reach out to us with the truth, that we'd hang up on them or whatever the case. That was like God trying to chime in on like, hey, again, trying to redirect us. And now more than ever, I'm like such a huge believer of like, guys, get plugged in. You better stay in community, like, have a mentor, like, make sure that whoever's leading your church knows where he's going, because, go ahead.
I do want to add that brings me to the whole thing of, now in society, a lot of people, young people, they want to search for anything, and they choose to believe in anything instead of being plugged in and having a good, even there's people that are even, you know, quote unquote Christ followers, Jesus followers, but they're still kind of babyish in that. So it's always good to make sure you plug in, again, go back to the word, have a good leader, an elder in the church, or someone that has been chosen for that role for a specific reason, because they are very knowledgeable in so many things. And I want to lead back, just because Emily, you know, we looked at her again, I want to say, as someone that was so good with Jesus and everything at the time, that even she had friends going to her as if she was like some type of, as if you would go to a medium or someone and be like, hey, can you tell me this? Because she was so, the Holy Spirit said this, like so fast on things, that she even had a friend like calling her, be like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, what does the Holy Spirit say? Like, as if like she was a crystal ball. And my sister, to the point, obviously, when she got knowledge and she gained, like, hey, this is so bad, she said, please don't. Like, she told her friends that.
Yeah.
Again, I do want to reiterate her saying that, how she's still standing. This is just basically to say, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've gone through, no matter how bad and hard you've messed up, Jesus is still there at the end of the day. He is still there at the end of the day. Because exactly what, and Emily didn't even reiterate exactly the things that she did and said throughout those times, because it was some bad stuff, like some pretty deep stuff, that, you know, it's a lesson learned, like she just said. But exactly that point, whatever you've gone through, whatever you've done, nothing is bad enough for Christ. Literally nothing. There's people in prison that are now preaching the word and doing, because literally nothing can compare to God's love and his forgiveness for you. So, and I also, again, I want to go back to, please have some type of leadership in a church that you fully trust, that you fully understand it is a church. Because, you know, again, churches are man-made, that you understand is following the word of God, that you feel it, this is where you're called to be, and plug in under somebody for this same reason. Because her and her friend, I want to say, like, the words that her old good friend, the one that came forward and asked us, you know, to check on Emily, he described it as an echo chamber. Literally, it was Emily saying something, and the other girl was like, yes, 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 yes. And then she would say something, and Emily was like, yes, 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 without being under any type of leadership, any type of biblical meaning under anything.
Yeah.
So always make sure you plug in. I feel like that's why people are so lost nowadays. That's why cults get created so easy, because they want to choose to believe in anything, whatever comes to them. Because just please plug into someone that is knowledgeable biblically, that you know is following the word of God to a T, and you'll feel it, because you get conviction if it's something that's not for you. But just please make sure you plug in, and also just always bring it back to the word. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to see what else I feel like I should share, because yeah, there is a bunch of stuff that I don't think I'm ready to share.
That's okay. I didn't share a lot of stuff on my end either.
Yeah, but I feel like I got the big part. Even what I shared today was definitely difficult, but I'm a big believer that when God convicts you to share something, it's because there's a reason attached to it, and I don't need to know why. And so moving forward, I just pray that whoever listens to this can keep this in their pocket. Doesn't matter if you think, oh, I'll never go through a situation like that. Keep it in your pocket, all right? Keep it in your pocket, along with definitely, like, being in the Word. And stay in a community. Please, please, please stay in a community. The best way I can describe it is when a predator wants to prey on the young, or they obviously look for someone who's by themselves, okay? I feel like that's what happened to me when I decided to isolate myself. And there's a difference, okay? When God isolates you to be with him, he wants to pour into you, okay? He doesn't want you to have any distraction. He wants you to lock in with him versus having the enemy. And again, you partake in it. The enemy doesn't force you to do anything. So again, it's lack of knowledge where it leads you to isolation, thinking, well, like, statements like this, well, I don't need church because, you know, God will meet me where I'm at. Of course, God is everywhere. He is omnipresent, and we love that. But the importance of gathering with people is for people to kind of serve as a mirror to you, okay? In the sense of, like, they can look at me and be like, girl, did you know you had this on your shoulder? And I could be walking with, like, a dirty shirt and not know it because I chosen to isolate myself and think that, oh, I know best, da-da-da-da. God disciplines those that he loves, and sometimes being corrected sucks. It hurts. And I know I went through that where I'm like, dang, I really thought I knew what I was doing, but I didn't. But there's freedom in that correction. And just, like, God is so gentle. And I remember in that moment coming back from, like, that trip, coming home, I felt such guilt that I was like, God, like, please show me, like, what I need to fix. Like, I wanted to fix it right there and then. But God doesn't work that way. When God wants to make a masterpiece out of you who's listening, out of me, out of my sister, he's going to take his time. He knows the beginning to the end. Like, he knows everything. He knows your life. We don't know. We're in the middle of it, right? It's can be confusing at times. But that's where trust comes in. Like, acknowledging that God is doing his perfect plan and he uses everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, to fulfill what he said, what he's spoken to this earth. It does not return to him void. So I'm excited to see what God's going to do in my life and how this, solely this episode, will encourage people to find a level of intimacy with God that they've never found before and just put him where he needs to be, in the center of everything. It's not God is one one category, then it's my work is another category, then relationships are a different category. No, God needs to be the center. Once you've had that encounter with God, okay, and you've made, I'm not trying to force anything on anyone, but understanding once how fulfilling it is to know God and know that, wow, that was my missing piece. It's not a matter of putting him towards the side or, like, in a different section of, like, only Sundays I'll go to church and that's it. But it's a matter of placing him in the center of your life. And I'm telling you, everything aligns. Nothing else matters. And you honestly can try to seek fulfillment in other things, in a job, in a career, in a relationship, whatever. You will hit a point where you're like, I'm missing something. And God is patient with that. He's a gentleman. He will never, ever, ever barge into your house and say, hey, let me in. He's knocking at your door. He could be knocking at your heart right now as you're listening to this. And so my encouragement to you is that if you've never received Jesus into your life and you want to make a change of, like, dang, I've never had God in my life and I feel like that's what I'm missing, take this opportunity today and actually repeat these words, okay? Jesus, I believe that you died for me, that you died for my sins, that there is no other way of paying for my debt, but your death was the solution to that. I believe that you died and you resurrected on the third day to now be in connection with me and to bring me fulfillment, but really to place me in the story plot of your purpose for this earth. I believe that you are my savior, and I choose to trust you and to surrender my life to you moving on forward. Lord, I repent for anything that I've done, maybe the things that I know I shouldn't have done, things that I unknowingly, Lord. But I'm holding on to your hand moving forward, and I just ask that you can guide me and love me in the ways that you know. Amen.
Amen. I love that. I was going to add something, but I forgot. Because you were in such a role, I didn't want to stop you.
Guys, I don't think I have any other words to say. I feel like I've emptied out my cup.
Yeah, you did really good. I'm really proud of you.
God did good. Because I, guys, when I tell you last episode again, I had no idea where to begin. It's just God's plan, God's timing is perfect. So I need a deliverance, guys. I need a deliverance.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. You reminded me. I wanted to say, hearing this and you feel like Emily said, and you repeated the prayer, or if you didn't repeat the prayer where you still have an itch of like, this might be the thing that I need, but you don't know, try it out first than anything else. Like, don't be too late either. If you feel it in your heart, obviously there's no pressure again, but you know, I think there's like a wise man that said, or something along the lines of, you know, I choose to believe in God, because if, you know, if I die and nothing happens, you know, there's no heaven or whatever, then that's what it is. But if I die and there is, I want to make sure, you know, I was in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously with my interactions, and there's so many testimonies out there, I'm 100% sure that, you know, God and Jesus is real. So just, you know, this can be, you've heard many times, Jesus is going to come one day and come, and we never know, not even the angels, says the Bible, not even the angels know when he's coming. But that's not the only time you want to be ready for. I do want to say, you never know if something's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if you're going to get into a car accident. I mean, I rebuke that in the mighty name of Jesus, but you never know if something's going to happen that you're too late. So don't be too late to switch, you know, yourself around, and you don't have to be perfect. It's just trying, just starting to try. And you know, I know this doesn't, might not please God, so I'm just going to stop doing this. And the things that you know you can, until you start growing your shit more, because you will start, the more you get into it, the more you're going to learn.
Yeah.
But the knowledge that you have now, and then repeating the prayer, and just wanting to at least start in something, to have a relationship with him, do that. You know, at least do that. Have some time for him daily. You know, if you know there's things you need to stop, stop doing it, repent. That does not mean, oh, but he's a forgiving father, so that means I can do it tomorrow and he'll forgive me, and then do it again and he'll forgive me. No, repenting means, again, let's reiterate, I said it last episode as well. Lord, I am so sorry for doing this, because you know that it does not please him, and you do everything in your power to, first of all, bring the Lord into this and guide you and help you every single day to not fall into temptation again. But if it does happen eventually and you feel so regretful, you don't do it again, that's fine. You're not perfect. Just pray and for God, forgive me. But just doing everything in your power to know that's not of God, and you don't want to be a part of that anymore. Any addictions, you know, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Any addictions, I feel like I need to start for the Holy Spirit. Close your eyes right now and just be hearing this prayer. I just want to start rebuking some things off anyone that's willing to receive this right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke any addiction in my life right now, whether there's alcohol, any porn addiction, any masturbation addictions, any drug addictions right now. Lord, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus off of this person. Lord, I rebuke any suicidal thoughts that has been consuming any person hearing this right now in this moment. Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, speak through me, Lord. I want this to be you and not me coming out of this. I rebuke my soul right now, and I come in spirit to you, Lord. I rebuke any suicidal thoughts right now, Lord, off anyone listening to this. Lord, I rebuke the spirit of depression consuming anyone right now, that they have no idea where it's coming from, just consumed for so much sadness, and they can't handle it. Lord, I call you and the Holy Spirit to enter this person's life right now, Lord, and just cancel that in your mighty name.
Jesus' name.
Lord, I rebuke any spirit of anxiety. I rebuke that right now off of a person, Lord, that to know that the courage is right after that, that the Holy Spirit, you bring courage to them, and there's no need to be anxious over anything, Lord, that you bring peace right now. You are the Prince of Peace, that you bring that and you show them who you are in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over anybody listening to this right now, over them, to feel some overwhelming peace, Lord. I break any altar created against any person through witchcraft on their mom's side or on their dad's side, Lord, that they're not aware of. Lord, I rebuke any generational curse that come from 15 generations back over anyone listening to this, that is causing doors open that they are not aware that were open, Lord, that they're causing them to sin right now, and they're in your mighty name, Lord. I rebuke that spirit. I rebuke the spirit of lust, Lord, for have eyes for other people when such sexual matters that you are not, they're not called, and you have not called them to be that way, Lord. I rebuke it in your mighty name, Lord, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I pray you protect their eyes and you protect their ears for what they consume, and their eyes and their ears, Lord. Lord, I pray you protect them in their most vulnerability while they're sleeping, Lord, where the devil may pry. Lord, I rebuke that in the mighty name. I did say this in the last episode. I rebuke any sleep paralysis over anyone,
Lord, that is
suffering through sleep paralysis right now. I rebuke it in your mighty name. The devil has no power here. The devil has no authority in this place, Lord. Right now, Lord. They are your children. They call you out, Lord. They need you, Father. I rebuke any demonic entities coming into attack right now, and to the person listening to this in the other end, Lord, I rebuke any demonic entity eating them up alive, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I rebuke any financial issues off of anyone struggling, any sicknesses, Lord, the spirit of sickness, I rebuke it in your mighty name, Lord, that anyone listening to this, that they know that you are the mighty doctor, that you have the mighty hand over them, that you are bigger than any sickness, bigger than any medicine, any addiction to medicines due to depression, any antidepressant medications, any anxiety medications.
Yes,
Lord,
man.
I break that off right now in your mighty name,
Jesus,
that they
man.
May know that you are the mighty healer, Father, that they don't need any medication, that you are the only medication that they need, Lord. Anyone struggling with childhood traumas, I rebuke that in the mighty name of Jesus. And any trauma from the father, any sexual abuse, abuse in general, Father, has opened doors in their life. I rebuke
healing,
it in the
Lord,
mighty
healing.
Name of Jesus
yes.
right now, Lord, that you are the Almighty Father. May you show them that you
healing,
are the Father
Lord.
And love that they need in their life. If it send them into a spiral of searching where love is in the wrong places, Lord, I rebuke that in the mighty name of Jesus right
yes,
now,
God.
That they may find the love in you, that they know that you will bring them the right person into their life by just the love that they received from you, Father, that they received the correct love, that they learn how to love, all coming from you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I rebuke any demonic entity right now in their place, in their room, in their car, following them, hovering over them, that has caused them what they feel like is a curse or bad luck throughout their life. Lord, I rebuke that in the mighty name of
Jesus
right now.
Name,
that
yes.
they may know that there's happiness, that there is fulfillment, that there is peace, that there is love all in your end right now, Lord. Lord, any person just struggling right now in this moment, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you hover over them, that you fill their cup,
yes.
that you fill their heart, Lord, that you fill them with such peace that they're looking for, Father. That you may answer their prayers in a way that you know is good for them. May your will be done and not theirs, Father. But that they may know is coming from you, Father. That they may get some clarity in their life. That they may just, any person right now hearing this, going to do the wrong thing in this time, and they're feeling convicted, Father, I just pray you change their hearts to turn that back around, Father,
yes,
and
Lord.
To follow you instead.
Thank
to pick
you,
up that
Lord.
Bible and get the word, Father.
Baby steps, Lord.
Lord,
yes.
I just pray. You shower over them. You put peace over them. That you put love over them right now, Father. They may feel your presence in this moment and receiving this if they chose to receive you, Father. Father, I just pray that they receive the love that we have received, Father. That they may know that they are not judged, that they are loved,
yes, God.
That they are forgiven,
yes.
that peace is in the other side of this, that there's love in the other side of this, that ending their life is not the answer,
yes,
that
God.
Depression is not their portion,
mm-mm.
that financial poverty is not their portion, that whatever they're going right now through in their home, that they have to suffer and feel that is not their portion, Father, that they may be the walking testimony in their family that they need, that they may bring their family back to you as well, Father, that you may use them as tools in this life, that there's a testimony on the other side, that they have purpose in this world, that you have called them for a reason, that there is purpose in you, Father. They may feel lost. They don't know what they need to do, but as receiving you in their life, there is purpose, Father,
yes.
that you they may be fulfilled, that this right now, listening to this, will be a part of their testimony, saying, this is how I started, and this is how far I've gone. I went through this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this changed my life, Father, because this is you speaking, Father. This is you using us through this mic to help this person on the other side, Lord. And I just pray, as much as you've forgiven me and my sins, and you've forgiven my sister and our sins and our
yes,
family and our transgressions,
you,
Father, I pray that you do the same for them and that they may feel that on the other end, Lord. And I just pray right now, after rebuking all these demonic entities that are not welcome, they have no authority in this mighty place. I bind it back to the feet of Jesus and I send it back to the pits of hell where they come from. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you just fulfill them, that you just fulfill them right now and you shower them with so much love that they may feel your presence right now. That they may worship you right now in this moment, Lord, and just praise you and say thank you, Lord. And I just thank you, Jesus. And I just praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Holy Spirit.
Holy,
and you're
you
just so
holy.
All glory is yours, Father. And I just feel your presence right now in this room. Where two or more are gathered, you are there.
Yes.
But not even
thank
just
you,
that,
Holy
Father.
Spirit.
Just one person there on its own, you can reach them. And I just praise you, Lord, for being such a good Father, for being such a loving Father, for having for just saving me, saving my sister, and saving the person on the other end of this. Lord, you're just so great, Father.
We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And I just glorify your name, your almighty name. Amen.
Amen. Won't he do it? Man, Jesus is amazing. Jesus has shown me time and time again that I really could falter. I can fall on my face, but he's just greater, guys. Like, there's nothing that beats Jesus. And I think it just takes to have a personal encounter with him, maybe in a very low season of your life, to realize, like, he's the rock that you're supposed to depend on. That when you are rock bottom, he is the rock that you're laying on. So I just pray that you guys got something from this. Again, thank you so much for the support that you guys have shown us. And until
continue
next time.
Continue to do so. Remember to follow.
Yeah.
Raid, put the little notification so you know when we come in one. Hopefully, I say hopefully, maybe next week we will do a video. Dang it. We'll get to the video.
Yeah.
Email us. Yeah, give us topics, and it doesn't necessarily have to be anything with Jesus related. We just felt like this is just something we wanted to share.
Yeah, we felt this tug in our heart to go about that.
Yeah. Give us topics, something you want to know, like maybe talk on relationships or whatever you guys want to hear.
Yeah.
Or more story times that you guys found funny. Like, whatever. Just please feel free to DM us, email us, anything, and we'll respond or we'll get there. But anyways, I think that's it.
That's it, y'all. We love you, even if we don't know you. We truly love you, and we thank you so much.
But Jesus loves you more.
I was like, we love you with the love of Christ.
Yeah.
But true. And we just thank you for being here till the very end, okay? Have an amazing day whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're at. And know that God is with you, period. End of story.
Oh, my gosh, stop. I want to share something so fast.
Go, girl.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all got to get out the car. I know y'all got to go to bed.
Stop. Not the pastor in the church where he's like, five more minutes. Or, y'all got 10 more minutes. I know. Lunch can wait.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, this is so fast. I promise. Emily saying period just cracks me up because I feel like recently in church, I've been wanting to just say, like, I know. I've been wanting to be like, oh, amen, amen. But then when the pastor says something good, instead of being like, oh, amen, I'm like, period. Like, period. Why am I saying that? Like, I feel like I just see Jesus laughing up there. Like, not up there. He's with you, like, around you. I just feel like Jesus is laughing. He's like, okay, girl. It's amen now. Keep it appropriate. But anyways, whatever. Bye.
Bye.
That's it.